Simple Song of Freedom. Now, who wrote that song, Joel?
Bobby Darin wrote that song.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
knew
you know, that. Neither did I. And when we were putting Aces back-to-back together, Jimmy gave me all this stuff, and I was stunned. You know, we played three songs by Bobby tonight. We played Beyond the Sea, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, and Simple Song of Freedom.
When are you playing Mac the Knife? That's
never.
The song.
Never.
I love Mac the Knife. I wish.
But look at the range this guy had, and there's four more kinds of songs. Not so much because I'm pushing the record, but he could do anything.
Yeah.
And he did it up top. You know, if it was country, if it was blues, whatever it was. I don't know anybody else that could do that.
Well, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Does he really sing well? I know he acts like Darin, but does he sing well?
Well, he really sings well. He doesn't sing like Bobby Darin, but sometimes he does.
He grabs the attitude, right?
You know, you got to see it. I'm the wrong guy to ask, but let me tell you something. He can sing.
How can you say the wrong guy to ask?
I got a phone call.
You're the only one here who saw it.
We have to go with you.
No. I'm just
saying. I got a phone call the other night from someone that I work for, that's a client of mine, who said to me, Harriet, I couldn't believe that this guy was not Bobby Darin.
Well,
he said,
sometimes he really nails it.
He said, I would never have believed that it was not Bobby.
Wow.
And I said, you really didn't know that he doesn't do his own thing? She says, no. He says, how did he get away with that?
Now, you know, Harriet, this has got to be a dream of a lifetime for you because you spent so many years with your Bobbies.
Well,
Bob Crew, you gave him the Frankenstein life. I mean, you know, we're friends. We've been friends for a long time.
Yes.
And terrific friends. I mean, I would say that I love Harriet, and I've known Harriet for 40-some-odd years.
Yeah, we know each other for almost 40 years.
Yeah, and she's an amazing woman. She's so determined. And I when she puts her hand on someone, that's it. You know, that person.
But this movie was not.
No, wait. Let me give you the accolade here because it's true. You did this with Bob Crew. You never let go. And he, from poverty to riches. And from Bobby being an artist to having every artist having his own record label and everything that Bob Crew ever did, you stayed all the way through, even to his artwork. You encouraged him to write Broadway shows. From the time he was impressed with Cats, when he saw Cats, which was on Broadway, and you encouraged him. You encouraged him. And to paint, which he's doing famously now. He's a wonderful painter, and he has all these songs, which Lady Marmalade is his. Bob Crew is a genius. And Bobby Darin was, too. And he was the other person in her life she stayed with all of his career, although it was short, because he was not well. Did he get his name from a sign somewhere?
There's a discrepancy there. Some people say, but you know, unfortunately, we can't really ask. I seem to remember him saying that he got it from a phone book.
All right.
There are people who say that he got it from a sign.
I was told that he got it from seeing a Mandarin Chinese restaurant in California.
Yeah,
MAN was off the sign.
And he just saw Darin. In fact, somebody was asking him, what's your name? And he knew he had to change it.
You know, it's
funny in the movie, Edward.
Darin is not a common name. So, you know, the whole thing about him seeing it on a sign in the street, you know, I can understand that more than in a phone book.
Imagine if Darin was out and Mann was lit, he could have been Bobby Mann. Put that in the movie.
And he really was.
No, Darin is not. Darin has become, it's become popular now.
Right.
And I'm sure that the people that have that name, whether it's his last name or first name, I'm sure they're named after Bobby. There's no question in my mind.
But you drove him all the way home. You drove him from the beginning, his marriage, his lifestyle, his standard years, his rock years, his
even his last album, Harriet. She had Bobby Darin and Bob Crew together in the studio when he released.
Did he sing Mac the Knife on that album?
That was Happy.
He did
Happy.
But that
was a collaboration between Bobby and Bob Crew. And it was like a dream come true for me because it was his last record session.
That was the Motown session.
Yeah,
right.
The Motown
session.
It's
a great album.
And I wanted that more than anything at that time because I knew, I figured this person is not going to record, you know, I mean, this is going to be pretty much his last.
You knew this was his last album.
I mean, he was just,
he was
it wasn't
sick.
Even an album, it was a record.
No.
He was so sick.
And Bobby's voice sounds more beautiful on that
oh my
recording
God.
Than almost
I'm
any.
You don't have that, do you, Joel?
No, Jimmy has that.
I am disappointed. Joel has
it. I got Jimmy's copy.
He's got my stash.
Right, knock it off.
We're having a fight. We'll be right back. Oh. Joey Reynolds Show live from New York.